The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning to you, Jeff.
Morning, guys. Come on. They just wanted to see the punting competition. That was the big thing.
I mean, Jeff, that's the number one story. Who do you think's going to win the punting competition, Jeff?
I still think Cam. But Corliss has had a really good camp. I mean, listen, if the experience and the contracts were equal, I think Corliss would have a really good shot. But, I mean, they brought in Cam. They thought he was a difference maker and obviously dealt with the injury last year where he missed all but a game. And I still think they think he can be an elite punter, and that probably is what separates him from Corliss.
Jeff, we've asked the question this morning. Now that training camp is over, it seems like a good time to ask this question because we don't know what's going on at practice right now. You do. You've been there. You'll continue to be there. But what things do you feel better about now that training camp and two preseason games are in the book? And what things would you say you feel worse about now that you've seen all these practices and preseason games?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough with all the starters out to really get an evaluation, but I feel better about the offensive line. I mean, I know there were some mistakes that Arthur just went over, but there wasn't anything where you came away from either of those games and went, damn, or, you know, the quarterbacks are running for their lives, or they're just not, you know, they don't seem in cohesion and they don't even have Seumalo out there. So I feel better about the O-line. Maybe it's just because they're the guys out there. I feel better about, you know, Thornhill and Clark, or that, you know, those guys can play the game. They're not going to be in those roles. They're not going to be needed in those roles, but at least it seems like both those guys are competent players that are going to help this defense, or at least not hurt it. I think last year at times, and Peyton Wilson alluded to it at the beginning of camp, that they had to scheme some things to kind of protect themselves from guys that, you know, weren't playing at a higher level. And I don't think that's going to be a situation for them this year.
Jeff, how do you feel about the running back room? That's a big question mark for me personally, because Jaylen Warren becoming a first-time starter, I don't know if he can carry the load. I don't know if he can shoulder the load for a 17-game season. Kenneth Gainwell is a third-down running back. And then Caleb Johnson, we've seen what he's been able to do, at least in preseason games, and he's a rookie. How do you think this room, running back room as a whole, is going to be this year when it's all said and done?
Yes, it is a question mark. I mean, I like the opportunity for Jaylen Warren. I mean, the guy's earned it. He's done everything that you want. But you're right, Dorn, to that point. I mean, he's never carried that type of volume on his back. And we're going to see how he can do that. I mean, I know there was step forwards for Caleb and he had a nice couple of runs. I don't know what he was running against, especially in that third quarter. He still at times seems timid. It's more so in the first game and then in the second. Maybe this is just a rookie kind of working his way through this, but maybe the expectations were way too high. But, you know, I think there's more to see from him. Gainwell, to your point, I think he is a third down back, and I think he could be used in different ways on third down and might be effective on third, but I don't know if I want to hand him the ball a lot on first and second.
Jeff Hathorn, Odyssey Sports Director, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Reports indicate, players have told reporters that the two-minute drill didn't go all that well against Tampa Bay and that it was a four and out. Also, that seemed to be a theme in training camp, too, when they would run the two-minute situation, that it didn't look all that good. Any concern there about the first-team offense? Because that's one of the times whenever you would see them all out there together.
Yeah, I mean, listen, at the end of camp, the last week or so, you felt good about the rhythm the first-team offense was in. On that two-minute drill, you didn't feel too great about the first-team offense. Now, I think Tampa's probably one of the better defenses in the league, especially up front. They've got some guys that can cause havoc, but you still want to be able to see it. Now, that being said, they were 6-1 on 7 shots, so I guess that's good. But, yeah, I mean, there's until you see that first-team offense with Aaron Rodgers on the field, and even if they were to play Saturday against Carolina's not playing their starters. So, I mean, until you see it in New York, I think all of us, no matter how much practice we watch, even the coaches are still going to be a little like, okay, let's see what we got. They seem confident of it, but I still think, and hey, they're looking to bring in potentially a number two receiver. So I still think they have some questions in the backfield, as Dorn brought up, being one of them.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you think Gabe Davis is a lock to get signed here? I mean, they brought him in, what, a couple months ago, about a month ago, 2 months ago, and now they're going to bring him in again. Like, do you think he's an absolute lock to get signed here?
I mean, he's still going to go through tests, and there's still a chance that they may not like what they see. But I would be surprised if they would go to the trouble of bringing a guy in a second time and not sign him. Listen, the dude's only 26. So, I mean, he's not a 30-something guy that they brought in. I mean, this guy should still have some mileage. I know he didn't have the year last year. But, guys, if you're looking at the receiving core, and if you take out Calvin Austin, you're talking about a receiving core other than beyond Metcalf that had no touchdowns last year. None to that entire group except Metcalf. Now, when Austin returns, you add four, but it's just four. Like, I can understand why they need help. And I know Skoranek and Miller play great special teams, and I know Roman, you know, could make a big jump, much like, you know, Calvin did last year. And he's shown some flashes, but I absolutely understand why they're looking for another receiver, even if Calvin is number two. And even though that you're going to use your tight ends a lot, so it's not – I'm not looking at it like, oh, my gosh, they have to get this, because their tight ends are going to be used a lot in the pass game. But to add another person to that receiver room will be good.
Jeff Hathorn with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Has Tomlin approached preseason the right way, in your opinion, Jeff?
As far as the games and using guys?
Right.
I would like to see them be more aggressive, especially with so many new guys, and just get a few reps in the preseason. I'll use the Tomlinism on him. I mean, you can't play scared, or that's not the Tomlinism, but you know what I'm saying. I mean,
scared money don't make money?
Yeah, you can't play not to lose. I mean, I understand there's injury concerns, and I'm not putting them out there for a half. But for a series or two, I think I may have wanted just to see it, just so I've got a little bit more tape. I mean, one of the things they've talked about is all the tape they got in the Tampa practice, and that's great. But maybe just a little tape from a preseason game wouldn't have been that bad.
Jeff, we don't anticipate Will Howard playing Thursday, right?
No.
Okay. So he's not going to play Thursday. Do you think that the Steelers put him on short-term IR and keep Skylar Thompson on the active roster? Because I just don't know if they really want to go down the road of putting Will Howard on the practice squad and open him up to other teams to maybe poach him.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way that Will Howard gets on the practice squad. Now there is a potential, to your point, that injury is worse, but they've got 2 weeks, and they didn't have surgery on it. Again, don't expect him in this game on Thursday, but I think they'll just release Skylar Thompson and take their chances at that point. I think Skylar's done a great job considering the lack of reps that he's had, but I think they want to have Will get opportunities. And I guess we'll find out really how bad this wrist is. I mean, yeah, there's some things I could tell you, but I can't because it was a closed practice. So, That's why I'm stumbling along here, but I think Will will be on the roster, and I think he should be good to go for the beginning, for the start of the season. And even if he is still a little banged up, they've got two quarterbacks and probably have, you know, Skylar on speed dial.
You don't expect any names to play on Thursday, right?
I mean, I don't, but I'm not fully settled into how Tomlin approaches with only three preseason games.
Yeah.
And I always look back at this that, you know, Aaron played the last preseason game his first year with the Jets. Now they had four then. But it's not unprecedented for him to play in a preseason game. So I guess there's a chance that a few more guys could play. But it'll be interesting because Carolina's already said, we're not playing anybody. So I don't know what you gain if now you put your starters out in that last preseason game.
Yeah. Did you glean anything from Smith and Austin yesterday, the coordinators?
It seemed to me that Beanie Bishop is on a very thin wire to make this team. I mean, going from a starter, a guy who's one of the best stories from last year, that he's still got some work to do. Like, he needs to show something Thursday to make this team offensively. I mean, we talked about the receivers, even though they, I mean, and another guy, Brandon Johnson, was brought up. It just, as they were talking, just kind of got the feeling like, okay, they're probably going to add something to this room. That and, you know, it seems like they feel good about the offensive line going in. They feel like they've gotten some good work and they've started to put it together, and they're going to feel confident about that against the Jets.
Jeff, very good. We appreciate the time, and we will talk to you on Thursday.
Thank you, boys.
Game day.
The last preseason game.
That's
yeah.
right.
That's
already. Right. We'll be doing 12 hours of pregame here on 93.7 The Fan. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff. Boys.
That is the great Jeff Hathorn.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.